The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we know the Texans' schedule, so we know they're going to finish 9-7. And somebody's stealing A.J.'s headphones again. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping liquor master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero. Not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And guess what day it is? If you didn't know from the song, it's Friday. Did you not turn the right mic on, Jon? Is it?
Is it, though?
Is it really?
But it says on.
Yeah. I can barely hear you. What the heck happened here? Did somebody shut this mic down because it's only for AJ?
Hey now.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah, what's happening there?
Tell Tyler to come in here and fix mic 3.
This is perfect.
Oh, God. Now I have to be on this crappy mic. I knew it was too good to be true.
The hell
I knew it.
Oh my goodness.
All day long I've been so excited because Tyler, he put a sign on the board that said don't use
Mic 3.
Yeah. No, like, so everybody thought it was broken.
Well, apparently it is.
But yeah. Apparently it is. Because it was the only one that was worth a damn. It's on the only good mic stand. And now my microphone sounds so terrible. I mean, don't do that. I mean,
Jong's in here trying to make Mic 2, Mic 3.
He's trying to appease me, but there's really no appeasing me. Yeah. Like, I want things to work the way they're supposed to work. That's all I want. I guess it's more of me being a diva, but yeah.
I just
want equipment to work properly.
I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, people actually honored your wishes.
Yeah, and now it's broken.
Oh, well.
Tyler doesn't know what's wrong with it?
No, he said nobody touched it.
Maybe he did. Well.
So you're telling me nobody's touched it since yesterday's show when it was working perfectly fine. No one touched it between when we finished the show yesterday at 7 and 4 o'clock today.
To his knowledge, he said nobody touched it.
Was there anybody here last night doing a show?
No.
Patrick Creighton wasn't doing a show in here?
No, his show starts Monday.
He better not be using Mic 3.
Well. And you couldn't find your headphones either when you got here?
Yeah, apparently Bun B used my headphones today.
Are you?
And left them out in the intern lobby there.
I see. Well, is he a big enough?
What do you think my happiness rate is when it comes to that?
Zero. Yeah, I'm going to go with zero. Doesn't matter who it is.
No!
Doesn't matter what a big star you are.
Like, it's a common courtesy. If you're a big star, put them back.
If you're a big star, shouldn't you have your own?
I don't, you know, whatever.
Damn it. Actually, I feel much better about today because I went and got headphones that I'm, like, the ones I used to have. And they sound much better. They feel much better. They fit in my bag.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my headphones. I can't speak for everyone here. So, Jong, as you know, left early yesterday.
Yes, he did.
To go do liquor stuff. I'm just kind of curious, John, what the hell is going on there? I mean,
we're basically trying to get cheaper liquor for the wedding, and you typically Asian weddings, there's at least one bottle of something at the table, and we're looking at her dad likes cognac, and so we were at a Hennessy tasting.
And, yeah, fancy.
There was the VSOP and the XO there, and the XO, not cheap stuff. You know, he said he could get it to us for like $140 a bottle, which I think he said retails for $150, $160 or something.
Okay.
And then he was giving us a huge story on, you know, the you know, why Hennessy is the premier cognac kind of thing.
Okay. So, and did you buy the line? Or?
We have to discuss on financials because the XO is really expensive. The VSOP, I think it's like $100 cheaper than that. So we'll have to discuss.
All right.
And her dad's more of a Remy person.
Oh.
So we might have to get some split on the Remy / Henny.
So basically, it's going to come down to what her dad wants. Is what you're telling.
Sort
us.
Of.
Is her dad paying for it?
I don't think so. But
guess what? I'd be saying to old father-in-law.
No, but
hey, you want Remy? let me tell you how you can get it.
No, the Remy will be cheaper. I think Remy will be cheaper than the Henny.
Oh well, then yeah. What's the big deal, John? What do you?
Oh, because the Henny will come with free engrave. I guess they'll engrave it for free too. So
listen, John. Listen to your friend AJ here.
On the crappy mic?
Listen to me on this horrible microphone. You are a working man. You're starting out new in a marriage. You know, I don't know what you're making. I can assume that it's not the kind of money that you should be making. You don't have to appease anyone. You don't need engraved bottles. It's you just keep things simple. Make you know it's you know whose happiness is important. You and Teresa's. That's it. That's why you can put a 4-hour break between your ceremony and your party, and you know people will just say okay because it's your day. You don't need to spend all this extra money. You need to save that money so you can get a house and start a life. Listen to my words. This is good advice. Do you agree, Fred?
I do agree. I would throw one more thing in there. If I wind up paying for a bunch of my daughter's wedding, which I hope not. I hope she marries rich. But if I do, it's going to be all Whitmire's and Carbach. I mean, it's going to be, you know, if I'm putting money into it, I get to say what the alcohol is. Just want to throw that out there. Crystal just said, VSOP, if anyone needs a plus one, I'm easily reachable on Twitter. I may need to fill in if the wife has to go out of town. So, Crystal, I can put you on the list.
Okay.
But I do need to RSVP, which I have not done yet, John. But I am coming with one.
Plus one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah, well, she's the only problem is if she has to go out of town last minute, which, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But, yeah. If you'll say you need to have a life advice show, AJ.
Well, I mean, this is simple stuff.
Well, I think this is kind of a life advice show. About once a show, you've always got advice for somebody.
I've got some.
Yeah.
I know some things.
And Pick Me Michael says make sure you still have money for the photo booth, John.
Oh no. We have a you know, relatively semi budget, I guess. You know, you set a budget for a wedding and then, you know, once you start paying for stuff, you're kinda like, oh well, that's kinda out the window.
Yeah, if you two can survive the lead up to the wedding, the marriage will be easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she...
Especially doing a big wedding like this and trying to balance all this stuff. Yeah, if you guys get along for this.
I mean, credit to her. She did... I mean, she's done most of the planning and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've booked a couple of things, but she's done almost everything. So, credit to her. And she hasn't ripped my head off yet. So, I'm still alive.
Well, that's good. That's good. There's going to be that one moment, and it doesn't matter how close you guys are, you're going to have one moment at some point where you start biting each other's heads off and somebody's going to say, why the hell are we even doing this?
Yeah.
I percent 1,000 that happens. And then everybody cools off and it's all good.
But it hasn't happened yet.
It will. Usually it's about the week before. Okay, so like one of mine, I made a terrible error in judgment by having my bachelor party the night before the wedding.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you know, I was new to marriage at the time. It was my first one. And I went out with a bunch of my musician friends and don't really remember getting home or anything. And when I got up the next morning, back then I used to get wicked hangovers because I didn't drink that much. I was really hungover for that entire thing. I don't remember it, which
it happens.
Maybe I'm trying to block it out because it was such a disaster.
But it's a life lesson for you, right?
It was.
You learned a lesson.
I learned a valuable lesson. No, you have to have it more than 2 days before. Now, John did it like months before,
right.
So he's good.
You know what? I learned a valuable lesson today, too.
What's that?
Don't assume that just because no one touched a microphone that it's going to work the next day.
I wonder if Bun messed it up.
Who knows?
When he took your headphones.
That's the thing. Around here, no one would say anything about it to him.
Like, oh, no,
He walks on water.
Yeah, he is kind of a big deal.
Listen, I get it, but is he a big enough deal to break my microphone? I think not.
Well, I'm not going to put the microphone on him, but he did take your headphones.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, John, I just throw this out here. It wouldn't be the worst idea in the world if we had a spare set of headphones in the studio for guests so that this kind of thing doesn't happen.
We don't have the budget for that. Are you crazy? We can't even have a working mic 3.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I will do this. I wish I had thought of this before I went to buy the new ones today. I will go buy a pair of headphones for the studio to keep in there. I don't want them in here.
Someone will walk off with them. It doesn't matter. They will.
No, if you can make sure that all the producers know that those are there to be used for guests.
Just like all the producers knew not to use mic 3.
Right, and then they'll break.
I thought you kept your headphones in Fred's office.
I'm going to from now on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kept them in here yesterday. Yesterday's the first day we discussed moving them into Fred's office. Now it's got to happen. I mean, there's no question.
You know what's going to happen now. Somebody will say, oh, we need some headphones. Oh, well.
We go to Fred's office.
I heard AJ say he put them in Fred's office, so go get them.
Yeah. Just know, I will find you and I will hurt you.
Well, and I'm going to have a pet snake in there guarding him for you.
Yeah.
Venomous.
And by that, he means his penis.
No, I don't mean my penis.
If you come into his office, you're going to get it.
No. There's not a snake that's that small. I mean, come on. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Carbach. And if you haven't had some of the new beers that they've got out now, the Weekday Warrior Session IPA, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale, the Mango Hop Delusion, or the Blood Orange Rattler, they're available all over the city right now. Go check them out. Mark your calendars for Sunday, May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates. This is going to be a great show, guys. This year's festival's got a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, and more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. And, of course, if you haven't been to the restaurant, I tell you about it all the time. It's fantastic. Not bar food. We're talking gourmet food, gourmet cuisine paired perfectly with a delicious Carbach brew. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or when you're out and about this weekend, tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a...
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. This is one of the songs that I have on my workout loop. I like this song. I'm a big Papa Roach guy. I don't know why.
I saw them play once at like an Ozfest. And the singer, like at the end of his set, like, jammed his whole hand down his throat until he vomited on the stage.
Yeah, he does stuff like that.
I don't understand that. Like, if you're, I mean, you sing for money. It seems like you'd want to preserve your voice.
I've seen him one time, but there've been like three other times where they were scheduled to play and didn't, for some reason, weren't there and had canceled at the last minute. So I kind of feel like, okay, I saw him once. I'm not going to try to do it again. So 713-780-ESPN. 281 says, Jong will be fine. I think I'm a little like Jong, and I'm married to a Hispanic and haven't gotten stabbed in my sleep yet.
Well, that's good.
I still think one of these days the wife is going to put a pillow over my face while I'm sleeping and smother me to death.
It could happen.
Yeah. It's just a matter of time. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and we'll be happy to take some calls here on a Friday. And yeah, I don't know why I do things sometimes. Like last night, I decided, you know what, I'm going to have some fun with the Texan schedule. Because we always talk about, everybody goes game by game. And without knowing whether or not Deshaun Watson's going to actually be back and healthy. Or, for instance, Andrew Luck in Indianapolis. I think that's a little different game, right? If Andrew Luck's there, whether J.J. is going to come back, who they're going to draft, who's going to play left tackle. But, so just for kind of grins last night, I decided I'm going to do the, I'm going to do it tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
And go through the whole Texan schedule, and I predicted Deshaun Watson would get hurt at one point.
What?
Yeah. And
I thought you were team never hurt.
I thought it was as obvious as I could possibly be. And there are still people who thought I was serious.
Sounds about right.
And were hitting me up saying, you really think they're going to be 9-7? I said, no, didn't you see my last disclaimer? It's always good to predict 9-7 for the Texans because that's usually what they are unless everybody dies.
Yeah.
But
I'd take 9-7, honestly.
Yeah, it's funny to me because a lot of people were trying to spread a rumor that the Texans and Cowboys were going to play Thanksgiving Day at NRG. And it's like, that is the dumbest rumor ever because the Cowboys always play at home on Thanksgiving every year, period. Wasn't ever going to happen. Same thing, Lions always play at home every year on Thanksgiving. That's never changing. So for those of you who are trying to spread that around and get people to run with it, you're pretty dumb.
Mm.
But if it worked, hey. Jason said, either of you going to see Papa Roach with Nothing More on May 12th downtown? Where are they playing downtown? Jason, let me know. I didn't know they were coming in town.
No, I will not be.
I probably won't, but I don't know.
It's hard to get me to go to a concert anymore. It's got to be a pretty big show. Or a show, like a band that I haven't seen before that I really want to see.
I need to send Jong a message because I'm going to take a few days off in June because the Comedy Central Festival in San Francisco, my wife really wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take the weekend and go. There's a couple bands there. It's mostly comics. But, you know, something like that. Or I would go see Me First and the Gimme Gimmes because I've never seen them. And I'd like to see them live. And they only tour, they only do like 3 or 4 dates a year. Otherwise, I don't really have anybody that I care to see anymore.
Like, I want to see people who, I feel like will probably die soon. So, if Eric Clapton was playing, I'd like to go watch that. If Bob Dylan was going to play a show, I'd go watch that. But, if I've already seen you and I know you're not going to die soon, I'm not in any rush.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I just feel like I've seen everybody I want to see.
Yeah.
But I'm old. A lot of people haven't seen those people, so it's good for them. 713-780-ESPN. 832 said, did you see that ESPN predicted 289 wins when there's only 256 games? Yeah, I'm not good at math, but I do know if you're going to predict things, if you're going to predict a full schedule of games, it has to come out to 500, right? Unless you throw a couple ties in there.
That's usually the way it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a math thing.
But even when you throw ties in, it should still work out to 500.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be the same amount of wins as losses.
Yeah.
Because if someone wins, that means someone lost.
Yeah. That's true. So, somebody said, got to see B.B. King a few years back. That was amazing. Really sad to see that he had to be helped out on stage, but he was having fun. Yeah, I've seen that to me. Jeez.
Everything's, there's nowhere to
yeah.
And we had the table, and they'll keep moving the table.
Well, not only that, I've got my phone buried in a bunch of papers over here, and it still went off. I mean, you still could hear it, right? I mean, that was pretty loud. And by the way, please don't call me during the show if you're a friend of mine.
It's not Arn.
Not asking for much here. I don't want to come off as an AJ-like diva, but you know, if I'm on air, please don't call me if you're my friend or family member. You know, it's a small window. It's 4-7. It's not a lot to ask for, is it?
It's not too difficult.
Okay, just check.
Send an email.
Yeah, or a text. You know what? I'm okay with a text. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. We got a lot of other stuff to get to. Do you feel, one question about the Texan schedule, do you feel good about getting New England right off the bat, or do you feel bad about it? Because I have two theories on this.
I think anytime New England pops up on the schedule, it's like, well, damn. Like that's, you know.
Especially at Foxborough, it's a loss.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
But I tend to think it probably would have been better had they got him later in the season. I think there'll be some rust for Deshaun. There'll be some rust for J.J. Watt. There'll just be some rust.
They'll actually have those guys in week one.
No, that's true.
Which week eight, Deshaun might not be healthy. Was that you binging?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty
of course it was. Yeah, it's always something.
Oh, man. All right. Well, who has what here, John? I know we've changed things up here.
I don't have anything else until 5 o'clock, well, right, John?
I had one. Oh, no. You do
what?
That's my fault.
How bad did you do today?
I think I didn't change it from last week. So I have it printed. I'm going to get it to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let me tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Guys, if my bike needs a tune-up, an oil change, whatever, any kind of servicing, the only dealership I'm trusting to take care of it, Republic Harley Davidson. There's closer dealerships to me. I don't care. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. Their showroom is out of this world. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on the showroom floor, every model, every color. And outside, they've got a huge selection of pre-owns. Right now, when you buy a new Softail at Republic, you get a helmet, jacket, and boots. And if you need new tires, it's a great time to get them. They'll get you a full set installed while you wait for just $329 after a $70 rebate. They've got a gigantic pre-owned Harley Davidson tent sale going on. Over 100 motorcycles going to be marked to sell at wholesale prices. On-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores. It's coming up this Wednesday through Saturday only at Republic Harley Davidson. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. Make sure you go see them next week for that Republic Harley Davidson 10 sale. They will get you on a bike. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
When it's on TV like that, it's just like a football game. Make some bad coaching decisions in a football game, we're going to talk about it. If your players don't play well during a car chase, guess what? Going to hear about it. Yep. What happens when you're on the big stage? I have to say, I think some of the coaching decisions, if that's the case, they had to get supervisors to say so. Very O'Brien-like, especially when it came to clock management there.
Yeah.
I also think some of the execution, I think that guy needs to go back for some more training on spike throwing.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. You know what? Clockwork Orange was one of the most brilliant movies ever because
I love it.
Every time I hear this song, I think of when we used to have Jason Friedman on the show. And I don't know if he was still doing it when you started or not.
Yeah, okay. Jason used to come on the show with us for probably a year or two. Yeah. I mean, he basically came on the show with us until around the time we switched to Drive Time.
Yeah, okay. But every time I hear that now, I think, I wonder what old Jason Friedman's doing these days. Do we know? Just out of curiosity.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
So he could be dead.
He was doing some he was writing for PR for some consulting company, and I know he was doing some freelance NBA stuff for, I saw an article from ESPN from him, but this was a couple of years ago.
Okay. Well, I thought he went to California for a while.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
He might have.
I don't know. Hey, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, you're missing out on some great stuff. Guess who's leading the site today with in terms of traffic?
Who?
AJ Hoffman Jr.
What?
Yeah, yeah. For today.
You know why? Because I wrote about the Astros.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you write about the Astros, it's almost automatic.
Yeah, it has been lately. Now, usually what I do is I look at both the day before and to today to combine them because it's not a full day yet. Based on that, you're second to John Granato.
Okay.
From his Tucker thing. Also an Astros deal. And I'm third and fourth with something I did 2 days ago. And then the silly record prediction thing, which people took seriously. We've got to come up with a sarcasm emoji. It's just got to happen. But for today, today only, starting from this morning, you have 18.57% of the page views on Sports Map.
Oh, good for me. Good for me.
Some other stuff on there if you want to check it out. Jermaine Every has a video. Says, stop your crying, Houston sports fans, which I have not seen yet, so I don't know where he's going. But there's a crying baby in a Texans onesie on the screen. We've got the weekly look at all things Houston sports from the Harris County Sports Authority, and it's about J.J. Watt making that top 100 list. I have the schedule thing that I mentioned. We have the two-man game from Joel Blank and Mario Elie. We have Josh Jordan's mock draft 3.0 focusing on the Saints and Cowboys. So that's for you Saints and Cowboys fans. And kind of a non-sportsy thing, but we have the road closures, safety details on all the stuff for the Barbara Bush service tomorrow. So if you're, especially if you're in this area, you might want to go check that out. I do know the 5-cam running in the morning, which is starting across the street. They had to move it up to 7:45 a.m. start time so that it wouldn't interfere with any of that stuff. Then we have Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters plays. He's been on fire on soccer, so he's got some soccer for you. And your pitching story, Astros pitching so far has been off the charts.
Yeah, I didn't want to write. We talked about it yesterday. You're like, just please don't write an Astros don't panic yeah. story. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. Then I wrote about the pitching, and when I read through it, I said, oh, man, this is kind of a don't panic story. I didn't mean to do this, but it's kind of what it is.
Eh, not really. It was more of a they're doing really how good the starting pitching's been, you know, three of the top four guys.
And
in the
how
league.
Even though the hitting hasn't been what it was last year, they have a chance for their pitching to be so much better than it was last season. They can still win a World Series even if their bats aren't what they were last year, because this year their pitching is that good. And I go through and list all the guys that started games for the Astros last year, and those there's like 7 or 8 guys. Ideally, those guys' starts are now going to be divvied up between Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander.
Yeah, that was pretty telling. So if you haven't read it, you should, because that some of the guys you listed and thinking, oh, you're going to get Verlander and Cole instead of those clowns.
Yeah, because you remember, oh, my God, that guy pitched last year.
I forgot about a couple of those guys, to be perfectly honest with you. It's like, where the hell did he wind up? So that's a good story. So go check it out. Help AJ continue to win.
Yeah, help me be a winner.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything, but there's a little bonus for whoever has the most page views at the end of the year.
It's $1 million.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's not $1 million. Charlie Polillo has his weekly offering, and Trey's NASCAR preview is up, finally. He was a little late today.
Joey Logano?
No.
Okay, well, you'll have to click it and read.
Yeah, because I'm not going to...
You're not going to give away the...
Yeah, and then we've also got...
The big prize.
And then we've also got a serious breakdown of the Texan schedule from Brian O'Donnell. So, 11 new things today.
Nice.
On the site. So go and check it out. It'll give you some good weekend reading, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Somebody sent me a smiling face or some kind of face that's so small it's supposed to be sarcasm, and it's when you send it on the text line, there's no way to tell what it is. It's just a yellow face to me. All right, 713. Dustin says, AJ has 18% readership, but no headphones. No, he's got headphones. It's just
got them now. They just weren't where they were supposed to be.
Yeah. Your headphones have been worn by Bun B. You should have him sign them and then sell them for a ridiculous price and go buy some new ones.
Yeah, I'm good.
Plus, there's no telling where else those headphones have been now.
Who knows?
Some of the other people that have used them. So, did you get to watching the basketball last night?
I did.
Kevin Durant
limp
off there? He says it's not a problem.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I'll say this. I'm starting to believe more, and the Warriors look really good. However you want to slice it up, the Warriors look good. And I know people are, Popovich wasn't there, his wife, blah, it's hard to play under those circumstances. I mean, it's not like these games have been really that competitive before that happened.
Yeah. The Warriors
just look a lot better. But the one thing I'm starting to see with that Warriors offense is if Steph Curry's not back, I don't know if they can beat the Rockets. They need Steph Curry for that offense to be what it can be. They're a little bit better defensively without Steph because he is kind of their weak link on the defensive end. But he opens up so much of the offense. So like when I think of Warriors basketball and the extra pass and always finding the open man and the way they move the ball so well, most of that is because of Steph Curry. They're a different team when he's not out there. And I'm not saying he's a better player than Kevin Durant, but I think he might be more vital to them winning a championship than Kevin Durant is, if that makes sense.
Well, he makes their offense go. He's when they have him, it makes everybody else, it opens it up for everybody else. And it's almost like that the whole thing is designed to have Steph Curry out there raining threes. Because if he's hitting threes, then it opens up for Durant. It opens up for, it gets Thompson gets open. I just think the Spurs are awful. I just don't think this is a very good basketball team. I don't think they're very motivated. I think they, you know, I don't think they were all that thrilled to make the playoffs because I don't think they felt like they had a chance going to the series. And, you know, yeah, I'm sure it was really emotional for them last night, but they're just not good enough to compete with the Warriors right now. And without Kawhi Leonard, I don't even know if they're a playoff team next year, the way they look right now.
Yeah.
Because I do think you're going to have some other teams improve.
Yep.
So the Warriors look good. I think the Rockets need to go in and win in Minnesota just to keep, you know, just keep pace, because the fewer games you play, the better. You want to get through these as fast as possible and get to the main event.
Yep.
So, so he said it's the upside down smiley face.
What is the upside down?
The sarcasm emoji.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. I have to come up with something to, I don't want to put it in headline any more than I did, but hey guys, this is totally being facetious here in this story, but then you kind of take away the fun. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we got a lot of good stuff to get to. RJ Bell's going to join us today. I want to get his opinion on how all these sports leagues want to get their hands on the gambling money.
Okay. So lame.
I know. And basically New Jersey came out and said it was laughable that Major League Baseball wants a piece.
Yeah.
And it is laughable, but we'll save that for RJ.
Yeah, he's got the same Major League Baseball who's been so anti-gambling for so long, and now all of a sudden, oh, well, we want some of that. Right. All right, guys. Saturday, April 28th, 2 to 5 p.m., head out to the Kima Boardwalk. 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers from breweries like Eighth Wonder, Alaskan, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, Galveston Island, Live Oak, Real Ale, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, and more. It's going to be a great time out there. Buy advance tickets now. $44.95 a person. They're still on sale at that price. $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. It's going to be $49.95 the day of. Don't wait. Just get your tickets now. Admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples all day. There's going to be live music. Purchase tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on the site at the Kima Boardwalk at the multiple ticket booths around there. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and, of course, must be 21 years of age. That's Saturday, April 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Go to KimaBeerFest.com for more details and tickets.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, John, is there some reason that somebody left a pair of pants in here on this couch?
Bun B?
No.
Was somebody doing something inappropriate on that couch?
Or somebody doing TV and forgot their pants.
Oh, I bet it's khakis. Nate. Yeah, those are khakis. I bet those are Nate's.
Yeah, it could be.
I bet he was doing some TV thing, some fancy TV thing like he does on Channel 26.
Well, today he said, I guess some truck carrying a bunch of crap, like literal crap, spilled over on 45. And I guess at like 4 or 5 a.m. and he had to go cover that at noon. He was doing the show with Joel for Barry. So, and he kind of told that story today.
Interesting.
Can you imagine your work calls you and they need you to go cover a poop spill?
Yeah. I got to give him some grief over that. He's covering poop spills, and meanwhile, Lindsay Henry is in Seattle taking pictures everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it.
God, he had to do it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think you brought that up just so you could play this, didn't you? Oh, boy. All right, let's... okay, I don't know that I'm taking calls from guys named Kansas City or X-Ray. Do you not have a real name? I don't know if I can do this, John. What do you think, AJ?
I mean...
We take calls from a guy named OU Mike.
Yeah, but I don't care.
But he's at least a Mike. All right, we'll try Kansas City. We'll see how that goes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
I know you get sports. You guys were talking about Baker Mayfield yesterday going number 3 to the Jets, but I don't know if anybody's been watching like the draft odds for number 1 overall, but Baker Mayfield went all the way out to 33-1, and then yesterday he ripped into 5-1. So
wow.
I don't know if you guys think that there's any, you know, legs to Baker going number 1, or you know, maybe it's somebody who just has a bunch of money on Josh Allen or, you know, Darnold or something like that. They decided to hedge it, but, you know,
yeah,
I thought that was interesting.
I don't get into betting on who's going to be drafted where. I don't think about the draft that way. Like, there's too many variables in that because I don't even know who's going to have the first pick, honestly.
Well, so. And I bet that's why I dropped to 5-1 is because if the Jets are at 3 and they're in love with him, and I can't imagine they'd make another trade because I don't think they have the capital to do it. But I guess there's a possibility you could trade up to 1, or somebody else could trade up to 1 if they want Baker Mayfield. I can't see the Browns doing that again. I really can't. At some point, they've got to draft a quarterback. I don't think it should be Allen, but they didn't ask me.
Do they need to draft a quarterback with the first pick?
I think they could. Honestly, I don't think any of these guys are worth the first pick. So
if they took
Saquon Barkley
number 1 and then
or Bradley Chubb, either one,
and then took a quarterback 4,
would you blame them? No. And because do I really think Allen is a better prospect than Darnold or you know, I guess if you like Allen, I'd want him or Darnold. I don't think I'd want to get any lower on the totem pole than that if I'm Cleveland. So maybe you don't get those guys if you wait till 4 unless you like Baker Mayfield. It's one of those things you have to fall in love with one of those quarterbacks. I'm not really in love with any of them.
Yep.
I'd probably like Sam Darnold better if you do something with that hair. He looks like such a surfer punk that you want to punch in the face. Imagine being. I'd love to see him try to inspire somebody to play.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, man. All right, let's try X-Ray. X-Ray.
Yes. X-Ray is my natural name. You know, when people are named after a city, they must have done a lot of crazy things. So when you hear Kansas City Joe or Detroit John or some nonsense like that, they have a bad rep. But X-Ray is who I am. Nonetheless, I'm talking about the Houston Rockets and what I think their problem will eventually be. If Utah beats Oklahoma City, there's going to be a problem for Houston getting past Utah. Houston doesn't play defense good enough to stop a one-man show. And that's probably hard for y'all to understand, but
let me interrupt you.
Talking about Utah being the one-man show?
Utah being the one-man show.
Okay.
Because if they play against Carmelo and them. Carmelo and them, for some reason, that little bunch right there really doesn't work.
Well,
it kind of reminds me of when Houston grabbed all those three people, Barkley, Pippen, and Olajuwon. It just didn't work.
Yeah, but do you remember last year when the Rockets were worse defensively and they ran into like the ultimate one man team and they worked the Thunder in the playoffs?
That's Russell Westbrook is not efficient.
Okay.
He's not efficient when he does all his crazy. When he scores and does all his things, everything is out of whack. It's not in no cohesiveness. The young man out in Utah, it looks like an orchestrated picture.
Okay. Well, Donovan Mitchell's the downfall of the Rockets. I mean,
yeah, it looks like an orchestrated picture against a team that can't play any defense. I think the talk that the Rockets can't play defense is a year old.
Yeah.
You haven't been paying attention if you think that they can't play defense, because they've been much, much better this season. James Harden's been much better. Chris Paul's made a huge difference, and you know. I'm telling you, I don't. I think the Rockets don't play defense thing is a little stale.
And I think the Jazz being a one man show is maybe not accurate. I mean, Rodney Hood's good. Rudy Gobert's he's up to like 14 points a game, something like that. They've got a deep scoring team. Derek Favors gets his. They've got guys who can put up points. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's clearly their leader on offense, but. I don't know that I think of them as a one-man team. I just think that Donovan Mitchell happens to be their best offensive player.
Didn't Hood get traded?
Oh, yeah, I guess he did. I guess he did. Well, still, I mean, they still got Gobert. They still got they've got guys who can score. They don't have anybody else who's putting up 20 a game, but they got guys.
I'm trying to find out why this was hard for us to understand.
What was?
His point. He said, "I know this is hard for you to understand
because we're dumbs. We don't understand it. Listen,
you're right. I'm a dumb.
I don't think that the Jazz would be a walkthrough for anybody. I think the Jazz, they're a tough team, and they've got one of, if not the best big man defensively that they'll see. They do have a dominant scorer, but I don't think it's some sort of unbeatable juggernaut team either."
Yeah, and I think the Rockets will be just fine in that series.
I think they'll do okay.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, if you're going to call in, let's have a real name. Let's start with that. And
new rules?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have to have a real name. So. So he says props to X-Ray for supporting 420.
All right, guys. It's Gulfgate time, which means the insane savings never stop over at Gulfgate. Don't miss your chance to save all month long during the spring sales event that's going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. They are your spring savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. That's right, open on Sunday. Right now you get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29,917. Or how about a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4? You can lease for just $264 a month for 36 months. Hurry into Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram during the spring savings event going on now. 610 South Loop East at Gulf Freeway and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Ram Lone Star Crew Cab plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport, 36-month lease with $1,724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offers expire 4/30/2018.
Gotta keep them separate.